All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, and how are we doing? The weather outside ain't so nice, but hey, inside it's... well, decent. We've got Nick, we've got Barry, we've got myself. We're going to take it till 4 o'clock. It's The Usual Suspects. You are always a part of the show, so we always want you to set your radio dial and your timer and be ready to be entertained for the next 3 hours as we are all present and accounted for and ready to go. Right, boys?
Oh, I'm so excited. Winter is here.
Man. I hope you just jinxed it because I don't want cold weather at all.
It's winter time, boys. I'm pretty pumped about this cold weather that's coming in. The high tomorrow is like 47.
Dang it.
Yeah. So pumped.
I'm telling you.
The wife have to spoon with you?
Lisa is off yesterday, today, and tomorrow. She was going to lose personal days if she didn't take them, so she took them. So she's taking me with the dogs. She's going to go with me. And I look outside, and this morning it was like balmy. I, like, took Taylor to her school in a T-shirt, and all of a sudden I looked up in the sky, and I saw the dark clouds rolling in, and I go, we got to walk these dogs, because it's going to rain, and it's going to get cold. She's like, nah. She went out there in a tank top about halfway through the walk.
Got cold.
It came in. It dropped boink, about boink. 20 degrees, and it started to sprinkle. I'm like, yep, it's coming, and it's going to be here all week.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I love the cold weather. I don't know. There's something about it, man. It gets you all frisky and excited. Not like that, Joel. I know what you're thinking. Not like that.
I'm not sure that I would ever use that. Frisky
yeah.
for myself.
Get you
okay.
frisky. Get you in a good mood. Makes you, I did my first workout yesterday. I'm trying to get down to 170 before my gig at the Joke Joint in February. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to lose about 25 pounds. So I decided that I was going to start doing like high intensity interval training. And when it's hot like this, like it has been, it's just like, eh. All right, but once it starts getting cold, you're like, yeah, I want to go work out. I want to go run around. No?
Well, it's easier to do when you don't get overheated. I mean, look, the humidity here is just so unbearable from time to time. Yeah, it's hard to motivate yourself to want to go out in the heat, and you know that you're going to sweat off, you know, a couple of pounds just in the first, like, six blocks.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, look, the best thing is it's the holiday season. With the holidays approaching, you like a little bit crisper air, a little cool in the air.
Of course.
Nice. Nick, I'm sorry you don't.
I do not like cold weather, no.
But I laugh because I think people here in Houston call this cold weather.
I don't think this is cold weather.
This is fall.
I didn't know that tomorrow was going to be a high of 43. That's why I'm upset. I'm actually okay with this weather. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, a little rain, obviously, but, you know, makes things worse. And I'm a dog owner, too, so I get what you're going through there. But, yeah, man, I like it. I like it nice. I like when I can wear shorts in December. I have no problem with that. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Well, I noticed Joel's rocking the sweatshirt and the shorts.
Yep.
That's not a bad move this time of year.
And your Kobe's, because you were flossing them.
Oh, yeah, the Godzillas.
What are those? Are those the new Kobe's?
No, these are the Kobe 10 Godzillas when they came out, the Godzillas.
Were those popular? I have no idea.
The Godzilla's the colorway. It's the green and all that. I think it was when the movie came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I told Nick.
I didn't know either. But my dogs have made it through. I think 3 pairs of my shoes this week.
They've chewed on them.
Oh, they've had a meal on them. Yeah.
Really?
Because you know I don't wear my shoes in the house. So when I get ready to go in the back door, I just leave them right on the stoop, and I come out.
Are y'all a shoeless house? Like you have to take your shoes off if I come over to your house
like
to hang out?
No, Lisa has been born and raised, and her mom's the same way. That they have like indoor flip flop shoes. That they wear.
Really?
They never wear like, and I'm bare feet in socks. Like I'll wear my socks outside and I don't care.
Okay.
But I've always taken my shoes off. I don't want to track crap into the house. So when I go in the house, I always take my shoes off when I'm going in the house, unless they're dress shoes.
So if I come over, I have to take off my shoes?
No, we don't do that to other people.
Oh, okay.
But I would leave my, but then you let, you know, in the middle of the night or when Lisa gets up for work in the morning and it's like 3 in the morning, she just opens the back door and lets all the dogs go out. And then when I get up, to let him out when I get up at like 6:30. I look and like there's one shoe there and there's one shoe somewhere in the yard. And normally it's just that the shoe has traveled, but it had no damage. This week, unfortunately, the eye teeth of my dog, and I know there's a couple of culprits, but the eye teeth pierced the air pocket in two pairs. And they took one pair of Adidas like trail running shoes and completely just ripped the bottoms off of them and just ripped apart the different rubber.
Did you try to match the teeth marks to the dog so you can single out who did it?
No, I can pretty much do it. All I got to do is hold the shoe in the air and go, who did it? And you can see the two that dive for the ground going, oh, God, I'm in trouble. You know exactly
who did it.
They
have the guilty face.
Yes.
My dog has that too.
And they normally they'll run to their cage. They'll know that it's kennel time because they're in trouble. Those two dogs are always in the middle of it. So I know exactly who did it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that when my cats do stuff.
I bet.
They don't do anything. They literally eat and sleep. These old cats, it's almost like they're just not there. And it's not unless they throw up.
Or poop all over the place.
Yeah, well, there's that. But my oldest, the 18-year-old male, I can't let him get into bed because he doesn't get up to vomit. He's like a drunk. Like I've said before, living with an old cat is like living in a frat house. It's like living with a bunch of frat daddies. Like there's crap and vomit everywhere. You know what I mean? The furniture's all messed up. But this dude will lay wherever he is laying. If he's got a vomit, he just doesn't get up. He'll just lay there and just bleh, and then he kind of moves a little so he's not touching it. But he won't. I'm like, bro, get up. Like, that's rule number one as an animal, right? You don't crap where you sleep. Isn't that the whole...
When you're 90 years old.
I guess not. He's like, yeah, it ain't worth it. I'll just roll in it if I have to. But that's why he can't be in the bed, because he would just throw up and lay there.
Like with me, though, the problem I got is, you guys know I'm a shoe guy, and the shoes have value, right? So I'll come in swearing up a storm. At least, like, what's wrong? I go, they ate another pair of my shoes. She'll be like, eh, oh, well. But God forbid, last night she left the second comforter for our bed on the floor, and they ripped a hole in it, and they pulled everything out. You'd have thought that my house was hit by a tornado, and the damage was so great. She's like, are you kidding me? That's our comforter for our bed. I'm like, well, you didn't care about my shoes. You think I'm going to get all worked up over the comforter?
Does your dog, like, hump the comforter?
No, they just, it's weird. Man, it's the same two dogs. They chew the corners, but then if they find out there's stuffing in there, it's like a fiesta. It's just like, let's just see if we can gut this thing.
When I was a kid, I had a blanket that I always slept with. You know what I mean? Like, that was my blanket. That was... I wasn't like two, but I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 15, whatever. You had a blanket that you took wherever you went. And we had a dog. She was a little Maltese poodle that my mom got that she absolutely... Because it was just me and my mom growing up for the most part. And my mom had this dog named Bonnie. And Bonnie was a cool little dog. Like, she was real cool. But she would get my blanket off the bed, drag it to the living room, ball it up, and just hump the crap out of it. And I would come home from school, and she would just be hunching away, just, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're humping. I got to sleep with that nasty. I don't know what the fascination was.
I think you get the dogs fixed and you don't have that problem.
She was fixed.
You can still have that issue even if you fix them.
I mean, if that blanket could afford it, it would have brought her up on charges. She just violated the blanket a lot. And I was like, Mom, why does she do that? She's like, I don't know. So I'm just curious if, like, other dogs. Does your dog, Nick, do that? Like, hump stuff? Like a blanket or your pillow?
Probably.
Your face while you're
twice
asleep?
Since I've had it outside my face, not my face.
No,
but twice since I've had it, and I got it fixed right away.
But like, so
almost
but
right away.
Is it a he or a she?
She.
And she still humps things, right?
No, I mean it happened like twice, and it's five
before
the 5 years
that
I've had it. After I got it fixed.
Oh, okay. What did she hump?
Like a blanket. One time it was a pillow.
Okay.
One time, yeah, I think it was a blanket and a pillow.
That's weird.
None of ours have done that.
Yeah.
Really? Maybe they're too busy humping each other.
I will say, like, one of the times, though, it happened when she was, like, super excited about something. And she was trying to, like, catch something, and all of a sudden she just stopped and started humping.
Just out of nowhere. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I did that. Just out there.
And I will tell you,
mowing the yard, just stop and hump a tree.
Speaking of the throw-up thing with your cats, I can tell you this. I thought of both you guys, but particularly you, Barry. The other night, I'm watching Sunday Night Football, and Taylor was like, she won't... She just doesn't listen to Lisa a lot. So she'll like, go see your dad. So I'm on the couch. So I was like, all right, I'll let her fall asleep on me. So she falls asleep on me and I put her in the crib. And all of a sudden I hear kind of like the half crying. And I'm like, oh, normally if I wait, she'll go to sleep. Well, no, she starts, she does it, she does stop. She does it, she stops. And all of a sudden I hear, and it just starts coming out. Like you can just hear like running water almost. And it's coming out and coming out and coming out. And I'm like, oh, at least she's throwing up. Let me get her. And I'm thinking, no big deal. It's just something we can, you know, it's good. If you ever in your life have smelled anything nastier than a baby's regurgitated milk.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Oh, my God, that smell. I have
smelled that before.
I walked in there, and then it's kind of curdled a little bit. I'm like, good Lord, that smell is just, if you want to scare someone off.
You know, I was
going
to suggest that you take the dogs to another neighborhood and let them go after chewing the shoes, but you might take the baby, too. Just take them all, drop them off, and just leave, and then when Lisa comes home, be like, I don't know, maybe they went to the farm. I don't know. They all left together as a pack. The baby, too. I don't know. It's weird.
There's a lot of bad smells in this world. That smell.
Ugh. Baby crap and baby vomit.
I'm used to the crap. Doesn't bother me. But, man, that puke. Woo!
Although any vomit really doesn't rank real high on the pleasant chart. But, yeah, milk. Ugh.
But take advice from Barry. Just get rid of the baby, Joel.
Yeah, that's just drop the baby off at another neighborhood. I think that's okay.
Isn't that saying get the baby out with the bathwater? Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, that won't be happening.
I tried.
All right, we're just getting started, and if you guys want to join us, you know what to do. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, it's at the producer Nick, and it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, and we're just getting going. We'll be back with more in just minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. And if you're just driving around town or just tuning in for the first time, make it a convenient and regular occurrence, as we appreciate you listening, and that's why we call it The Usual Suspects. We want you to participate in the big show and be a part of it however which way you choose, whether it be text, calls, and or tweets, as we check them throughout the show.
This is why I love when my mom listens to the show, because I get a text out of nowhere that says, that Bonnie, she was a little humper, wasn't she? Yeah, Mom. yeah, all over my blanket. Yeah, so at night, I'm just sleeping with a humped-up dog blanket. That's great. Nothing could make me happier. Got some text to the show already. How do you fix a dog from humping? You give it oral, according to this one texter. Look, Nick was about to dump me.
I really thought you were going to say it.
No, he just said you fillet it, I guess. My dog used to knock my bike over and hump the handlebars. What is that about?
Really?
I don't know why you would do that.
Is it a female?
I don't know. It didn't say. Just,
what's the handlebars? I'm just asking a question. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point, Joel. Point taken.
Thank you.
This is from Gilbert. I was holding my nephew one time, and he got sick and threw up all over me. I realized that he threw up milk, and it was kind of curdled, like Joel said.
Yep.
Hold on. But then I realized it was my sister-in-law's breast milk, and it was all over me, and then I began to throw up.
Oh, that's my disgusting. God. Thank God I didn't do gross. That.
I wouldn't even share that story with anybody.
No.
Man.
Holy moly.
It's only worse if you liked it then.
God, it's disgusting.
That's only worse.
All right, we got a couple of calls. Chris, you want to get in here. What's up, Chris?
And most of the time when a dog humps something that belongs to somebody, it's a dominance. So they're saying they are dominant over you.
Wait a minute. So this little Maltese poodle was trying to be dominant over me by humping my blanket?
Yeah, that dog owned you.
What a bitch.
Yeah, she wanted to dominate you, Barry.
Stupid ass dog. Yeah.
And I saw a video with little Windex on WorldStar this morning.
No, you did not.
On WorldStar? He's making it big, man.
He's blowing up.
Somebody passed out in his hotel room, and he rolled them over on a bed of tacks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, He's a little Windex is on his
bad
way.
Idea. Why don't we roll Joel over on some tax?
I like this idea.
I think
idea.
We can get some attention.
You're on to something. Why appreciate the call, Chris.
I just don't understand the
little Armorall.
Yeah, appreciate the call, little Armorall. Appreciate that. If little Windex isn't claiming the 409, then something's wrong with this whole world. You know how rappers will claim the 713? Yeah. If Lil Windex isn't claiming the 409.
Well, you got some love from
out
him
there
last
rolling
night, right?
With Mr. Clean. Yeah, he was somebody, but it was a fake account. It was it wasn't the, because I saw that. I was like, man, maybe I'll get Lil Windex on the show.
Yeah.
Because he liked the tweet, and then I saw that it was actually not the official account. But even the official account doesn't have the blue check mark, so I was like, nah. But it did prompt me to do something, because when we were talking about Lil Windex yesterday, Nick, you said you looked when you were typing his name and it said net worth, which made me think about how much are these, we talked about how do these rappers make any money? So right. I started looking up net worth of some of the rappers, and I'll admit that I was surprised. So I think later in the show, what we'll do is we'll play a game called What Are They Worth? And I've got some celebrities that I went out and got their net worth, and you guys are going to have
cheat,
to guess.
Joel.
Yeah, you guys are going to have, well, he doesn't know the list. I'm the only one that has the list right now. So I'm not.
Wait, time out. Don't cheat, Joel. Coming from a guy who is constantly on Google search as quick as he can
for Wayback Wednesday.
Not
anything.
Really. It's usually when you're telling me about some new chick that you saw online, then I'm like Googling stuff.
Well, yeah, no, you have to Google that.
There's, you use it for a lot more than that.
Well, what's wrong with using it for Wayback Wednesday?
Because you cheat. Not for Wayback Wednesday. You cheat for other things we talk about. You're a cheater.
Yeah,
you cheat.
Are. You kind of are a cheater.
Yes. On Wayback Wednesday.
Not just Wayback Wednesday.
Then give me an example.
When if we were talking about guessing, like Barry would say, guess something else, and you would, all of a sudden we'd hear...
I wouldn't cheat.
And Barry
would
go, Nick,
cheat.
Don't cheat. And you're like, I'm not. I was just adding another song for the bumper music. Yeah, right. Okay.
You kind of do cheat, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm with Joel on this
I disagree.
One. Joel and I don't unify very often.
Not very often, but write this
but
down.
But this is a united front.
You're a cheater.
I
will
you're a
fully
cheating
admit
ass
to cheating to Wayback Wednesday.
You're a cheating ass cheater. Yeah, because three-fourths of the songs you had, you had never heard.
I'll fully admit to that, but I don't cheat on anything else.
Liar.
Lies.
Now you cheat and lie.
Lies.
Lies and cheating.
It can go hand in hand.
Yep.
You're the kind of guy that would hump a dude's blanket. That's, what, that's the kind of guy
you
are.
Humper.
Trying to dominate me. I don't think so. I'm going to come in there and hump your hat.
You're a blanket humper. In the next break, Barry's taking your hat
that's
to
right.
the bathroom.
I'm going to hump your bag. I'm going to show dominance. I think that's what I'm going to start doing from now on. Instead of just trying to bully people, that should be how we bully people from now on. Just hump their stuff. I think that's like just
based
take
on
it to
society today and everything that's going around. It's a good look.
Fantastic idea.
Just going to hump.
You go ahead and do that.
I'm gonna hump Nick's bag during the break. See what happens.
You won't go near it.
People
you
come
won't
into
touch
the,
it.
Yeah, it's like your lettuce.
Saying,
you're not touching,
exactly. I'll protect
it's
it like
your
it's
lettuce.
Your
you're not touching
lettuce.
His bag.
100%. All right. You want to take
Jerry's
call?
Yeah, let's
get
Jerry real quick on dogs. Jerry, what's up? Jerry.
Hello?
Is this Jerry?
Hey-o.
It is yeah, Jerry. Baby.
What's up, Jerry?
What's going on? I had a call in earlier today because I got to go to the dentist. I'm gonna hump that chair when I'm done.
You got a yuck mouth? What's going on? You got yuck mouth?
Jerry's going in for some oral
today.
No, I
got yuck mouth. I got these like metal fillings from the 80s that need to go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to get them replaced with some fancy new fillings, huh? Good for you.
Porcelain?
Got to keep these pearly whites, man. I got to keep these boyish good looks.
Oh, well.
Are you replacing with porcelain?
And no, I'm not. I'm not going to have those big chompers. But, you know, you're probably getting up there soon.
Jeez.
Boom.
Jerry, you're going in for oral, and you're booming. Okay. You enjoy your oral today.
Boom.
Yes.
That's what I do. Come on, you guys know me by now. I got a. It's weird. I don't know about what's up with Bonnie, but I have a poodle Maltese also.
Uh huh.
And he does the same thing. He like he'll pull the blanket off the bed, but he doesn't hump it because he's clipped. He'll just attack it for like 5 minutes, just tear it apart.
Really?
And then he's like all out of breath and he's looking at me with these rage eyes. And I'm like, what is your deal?
He's offering you a turn. He's like, here, you want
to
hump it next? I'm gonna take a break.
The funny thing,
it's all balled up for you if you want.
One time, what he does is he holds it down. And he'll back up, and he'll give it just one hump. Just one power
one
hump.
One good just one good Bobby Brown. Oh, right in the blanket.
One massive pump, and he throws it to the side, all out of breath, all disheveled, and walks off like a boss.
One time I walked in, and Bonnie was humping the blanket, but she was looking at me while she was doing it. Just staring at me like, you like this? Yeah, you do. You like this? My blanket now. Bitch. Like, I was like, Bonnie.
I would have burned that thing.
Well, I just washed
burned
it.
That blanket.
I would just wash it.
But I'm a big fan of you guys humping each other, just dominating each other. I think
Yeah.
Just go and grab those Coke pens. Give it a good pump, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just gonna start humping all of Joel's stuff.
Not gonna Nick's happen, stuff. Jerry. Just, as you know.
Fish trapper keeper.
Yeah.
Nice.
Appreciate the call, Jerry.
Enjoy your oral, Jerry.
Man, I need to go to the dentist myself. I got to go to the eye doctor. It's hell getting old.
Lisa just said that this morning, that we're due for another cleaning.
I'm due in January. I'm going to do the teeth whitening again. Got to keep up the pearlies.
Really?
Yeah. I drink a lot of coffee. I got them whitened after I had, after I quit smoking.
That's a good idea.
I was going to get them whitened, but I didn't want to because I had this one weird, like, jewel. I had one weird fang tooth out of place.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I'll get them whitened after I get braces. So I got braces, straightened them all up, and then every year I get them whitened now. And usually I'll just get like the crest has like a really high-powered whitening. It's like $100.
Yeah, it's with peroxide in it.
Yeah. And so I'll just buy that kit once a year, and it does a good job.
Yeah, those things, the kits that you have to pay a little bit for really do as good a job, I think, as what you get at the dentist office.
Save you a bunch of
bad
money
for you. That's the reason why.
No.
Because I've done the
ones. It doesn't take the enamel off.
Where you wear trays at night and you wear them for a minimum of like a couple hours and you put this, a little bit of the stuff in.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, between the peroxide, it makes
you sensitive.
You can just feel it fizzing around your teeth.
Yeah.
Like it's really getting in there. And then you start like worrying, is it rubbing the enamel off? I don't know. It's like acid in your mouth guards, but yeah, I did it before we got married.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It'll make your teeth sensitive. This one is like 7 days.
Oh yeah, for the first couple days after you get done with it, the treatments. Yeah, you definitely.
There's a really good one that I got on Amazon last year, and it actually now they started selling them where they come with this the ultraviolet light thing.
Yep.
So you do the kit, and then you put this light on. Man, it works good.
Yeah.
It saves a ton of money.
See, I can't because once I had my front two teeth replaced. When I got that chip in my one tooth, then they're porcelain veneers. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be the same color no matter what.
Yeah, you're not changing that
one. So, yeah, you can't. It's hard to get everything to match if you start messing with the white strips.
Right. And all that. Hey, shout out to Matt, HTexan1287 on Twitter. He said, just started listening to the show a couple weeks ago. Haven't missed a day since. You guys are awesome. Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
So you're going to do this value network thing?
Yeah. When do y'all want to do it? You want to do it at 2
Anytime.
O'clock? Let's do it at 2 o'clock.
All right.
Done.
We'll do the net worth challenge and see if you guys are
Don't
up
cheat,
on your.
Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Okay, cheater, liar, guy. You got it. Go hump a blanket during
the
break.
He's been really mad at me. He says, "Man, I'm so tired of you guys yelling at me." I'm like, when do I yell at you, Joel? I never yell at you.
You do, and then you just told me to. You
was that, that when you were
Joel,
yelling at him about the link?
Bed attacks.
Was that about the link?
No, it was before the link thing. The link thing was after he was complaining.
You did get a little angry on the link thing. But
yeah, I did
it.
Because
I
he was already saying that I yelled at.
I get it though.
You do. You yell all the time.
You're like our dad.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Good times. Are we going to talk Steelers, Bengals when we get back?
A lot to talk about there, including breaking news of suspensions coming out of that game last night. So there's plenty to talk about.
Craziness.
There. And it was a pretty good game.
Not bad.
A pretty good game. The first half was kind of a dog, but the second half turned out to be pretty damn good. See what I did there? First half dog, second half good.
You watched
dogs,
the
we
whole
were talking
game?
About it.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, made me look like a genius because it ended up making me go 5-0 on picks. So pretty baller right now. Pretty baller. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Congratulations. Enjoy second. All right. We'll continue to roll on with the rest of the show. We're just going to take a quick break. And as Barry mentioned, 2 o'clock, we'll get into a little net worth value. Who do you think is worth and how much they are worth? What are they, Hollywood?
All over. Rappers, businessmen, Hollywood actors and actresses. Yeah, we'll and then I'll have it up where if you guys want to know how much somebody's worth, we'll look it up.
Barry will take us through it, Nick will cheat through it, and we'll all be better for it. We'll be back with more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you got it. He's right. 97.5 is the place to be all afternoon long. It's The Usual Suspects right here. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. As Monday Night Football last night turned out to be better than a lot of us may have expected, the Bengals did not crap the bed. They actually led at halftime. They looked dominant in the first half. AJ Green was catching touchdowns all over the place, including one that was called back for a brutal call. There was a lot of brutal calls and a lot of penalties in that game last night, and a lot of dirty play and a lot of dirty hits. And to be honest with you, I was okay with all of it.
I liked how in the beginning, Vontaze Burfict drew that penalty on, was it Bell?
When they got into it?
Yeah. On that fumble, right? Or interception, he was going to block. He was going down to block, and he basically just, he suckered Bell into that.
Yeah, he fell down and acted like a sniper hit him. And
that was awesome.
All that, yeah. But then, you know what? And if you don't know, the history being that Vontaze Burfict has lost his cool. He got suspended because of all of his antics in a playoff game against the Steelers a few years ago. He literally knocked Antonio Brown out with a dirty hit.
Mm-hmm.
And though Antonio Brown called him an idiot after the play, he really hasn't been too vocal about everything since. But the Steelers don't forget that stuff. And you got to believe Burfict was on their short list of guys that they were going to come after last night. And of all people, a wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster,
rookie,
laid him out. Like, put him to rest for the rest of the night and then stood over him. And most of the times, and I know the announcers were killing him, like, this is a good kid, a good receiver. He shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. But when you know what's going on in that locker room togetherness of the Steelers, you know that he was praised when they got back to the locker room, regardless, for the fact that he did what a lot of the guys wanted to do.
Without a doubt.
But then there was the post game where they interviewed Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's trying to be diplomatic and apologize and say that he felt bad for it. But in the background, which is actually louder than the interview itself, you can hear Antonio Brown, and he seems, shall we say, pleased with the events.
I need a chip. I got straight cash on.
Karma.
That's not me.
It's called karma.
I apologize for that. And
it's called karma.
With that being said,
it's called karma.
I mean, there was a lot of that for both ways. Just one of those nights where,
I mean, a lot of guys are going down. You know, that's the right thing.
What was your reaction after the hit once you were standing over him?
Man, I was like, man, I messed up. You know, I messed up, and you're not.
Yeah, I believe it was karma. And he later went on to say, when questioned about it, he said, look, man, I'm not trying to start any personal things between anybody. I don't want it to be a personal thing. But at the same time, karma is what karma is. And he was very happy about it.
Yeah, I have a hard time feeling sorry for Burfict. I really do.
I do, too.
Whether it was a cheap shot, standing over him may have been a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have a hard time feeling sorry for him.
But it also showed you how messed up he was, because he wanted to get him off of him.
But
he
couldn't.
And he couldn't. He was so disoriented. He was like grasping for a foot and rolling around on the ground. But I'm with you, because if I'm the entire city of Cincinnati, I don't forget that this team would have advanced to the next round of the playoffs if not under the antics of Burfict and Pac-Man Jones. But yet Marvin Lewis forgave them.
Yep.
They took their suspensions. They've come back. Burfict still hasn't changed. Now, I know that the announcers last night were singing his praises, and he's a hell of a football player if he just focused on football. But the teams themselves have bad blood regardless, and they're not going to forget about the things of the past that have been such a big issue in the rivalry between the two of them. And he got what a lot of Steelers feel like he had coming to
karma.
Him. Yeah.
It really is. When you're dirty like that, when you're laying people out and you get laid out, I think few people are going to feel sorry for you. Is it the right thing to say on a broadcast to say that's uncalled for and there's no place for it in the NFL? Yeah, but I bet you if people are honest, then they're like, well, he kind of got what he deserved.
And I'm telling you what, for what I don't know what each guy weighs, but Juju Smith-Schuster doesn't weigh nearly half as much.
No, but he's a big dude, though.
Boy, did he drop him.
He's still a big dude.
And I'm going to say this. He was penalized twice. He was penalized for the hit. Then he was penalized for standing over him. I understand being penalized for standing over him. That was clean. Granted, now he's supposed to be it's defenseless on a guy pursuing the play.
Yeah.
But you got to have your head on a swivel. He didn't hit him from the side. He didn't hit him in the helmet. He didn't hit him from behind. He squared him up and was like, oops, you don't see me? And boom, right in the smack dab middle of him. And it was awesome.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for him. I just can't. But the Shazier.
Yeah, that was the other one.
That really got to me. I mean, that bothered me to see that. Now, I don't know. The latest I've read is that they're not going to release anything, but he won't require surgery.
Right.
But man, me and my wife both were watching. And it's just like, God, poor guy. You can see him where he can't move his legs and he's grasping at his back. And I felt horrible for the guy because you're thinking, that's it. Like, I mean, yeah, don't lead with the crown of your helmet though. But still, you almost feel like it's an instinct. I don't think he would do it on purpose. It's instinct to go in like that. But you hate to see somebody in their career and never be able to walk again.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of guys that know him have reached out to him, and then they were reporting on Twitter that, hey, he's doing better, he's going to be okay. And they're not doctors, but, you know, you hope that he had use of all of his extremities when he left the field. And you're right. When he went down and reached for his back, I thought, oh, God, did he rupture something on impact? Because it wasn't a dirty hit by any means. But from his standpoint, he led with his helmet, and you could see that it was just all of the impact and the force went right to his spine. And then when he reached for his back, you're like, oh, no. Because you could rupture something real easy, whether it be a disc or – I mean, so the good news is that they've said he doesn't need surgery right now, and they're hoping that he can get back to Pittsburgh today. He had to stay overnight in the hospital in Cincinnati. But it was pretty scary when anytime the stretcher comes out. But just the impact itself and the aftermath was, you're right, it was pretty disheartening to look at.
It was good to hear that, you know, I mean, they weren't obviously giving a lot of information. But just to hear that he doesn't require surgery, you hope that it's one of those injuries where over time he'll regain his ability to move his legs and walk and be able to get back to normal at some point. But, That was scary.
And I'll say this. The other thing about the game last night that I noticed that I actually liked, Sean McDonough, regardless of the fact that he works for a network that has a contract with the NFL, has never shied away from being critical of officials or things within the league. Previously, he's been very vocal about missed calls or too many calls. Last night, he was fantastic. Because last night, on two calls, one was a punt return for a touchdown or a kick return for a touchdown where they called a block in the back that wasn't there. The other one was on what would have been A.J. Green's third touchdown, and they called a clip or a block that wasn't even close. And he even got Gruden to join in, but he was like, are you kidding me? He's like, do these officials really think that people are watching the game to see the officials and to see them throw the flag and see replays of them throwing the flag and be impressed by them throwing the flag? We're here to see a football game. How many penalties can you throw? And then they went and did the research, and the referee crew had the second most penalties called of all crews in the NFL to this point in the season. And he was just going, and I'm like, oh, his bosses are getting a call from the NFL right now. But good for him for being able to just voice what we are all thinking, because, man, there were a lot of penalties last night.
Yeah, it was a sloppy game, and you wonder, I mean, there are some that they didn't get right, but I feel like that happens in every game.
Sure.
Where they'll miss some, and I feel like you could call holding almost every time in the NFL and have a case. But yeah, I mean, you're right though.
They even mentioned that last night. They said, you're going to call that, you're going to call holding on every play.
It's almost like travel in the NBA or carrying. It's like, well, you know, but I missed that part because I honestly watched some of the second half, but I was like, yeah, I checked out.
I watched it. I watched all of it. Steelers came from behind and got themselves a victory as they continue to stay on pace to meet the Patriots in 2 weeks for a biggie.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, it should be. So we'll see what happens there. But we've got plenty more on the agenda. But if there's things that you want to get to, Clarence, we see you. We're going to get to you about Monday Night Football. But if you want to get in like Clarence on the phone line, 713-780-3776, you can also text to that line or you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to motor on through. We were talking about Monday Night Football, which the Steelers beat the Bengals last night, and which was a slugfest in more ways than one. The aftermath of which, Juju Smith-Schuster was suspended for one game. for his block, which, again, I don't agree with personally. I know that they ruled it defenseless, but the thing to me is the defender is in pursuit of a ball carrier, and you got to have your head on a swivel. It wasn't from the side. It wasn't a chop block. It wasn't to the head. He just lowered his shoulder, stuck it right under his armpit and his ribs, and drilled him to the ground.
Yeah, texter Ryan said that. He says, what's wrong with the hit, and how was he defenseless? He was in front of the runner, heading towards him to make the tackle. He got popped on an amazing block. It looked legal. Happened between the whistles. Can't believe he got suspended.
I would agree. And then the other suspension coming down, and I thought this one was this was worthy of a suspension. Bengals safety George Iloka, as Antonio Brown was catching a ball in the end zone, he wound up, after Brown was already in the end zone catching the football, and from a couple of feet away, just went helmet to helmet. And Brown still got up and did his celebration. I kept watching him going, at some point he's going to wobble, because that was a complete drill job to the dome piece.
There was a lot of hard hitting going on last night. That is for sure. You could hear a lot of pops. I was just thinking, man, these dudes in the NFL don't play. That is...
And the other thing that's better be prepared. Like, we talk about Smith-Schuster, but even a guy that, and I understand he totes the rock a lot, but Le'Veon Bell was just dropping folks. I mean, he was dropping the shoulder, drilling it. The one hit that really resonated with me was Bell hit the hole, and Burfict came up with a full head of steam, and you could hear the plastic and the pads popping like crazy, and both guys got up talking, and you're like, man, the impact on that one for both guys, and they both got up right away. But yeah, there's definitely no love lost between those teams. That's what makes a rivalry great, though. I mean, that was fun. Basically after those hits why I was staying tuned in.
Nick, the music is on point today, bro. Keep up the good work. Apparently they like it so much they texted that same text 9 times.
Wow, that's someone who has a lot of time on his head. But I appreciate the nice text.
Yeah, I don't appreciate it 9 times clogging up the inbox. But,
are we doing Clarence, by the way?
Yeah, well, real quick, somebody texted the show and said, what's worse, a cheater or someone that welches on a bet, Joel?
No, I think that was Nick.
No, it was both of you.
Nick said he was going to go along with you on the beard. I never said it.
You are a liar.
Absolutely.
Show me the proof.
Again, it doesn't matter that you didn't think just because it's not.
Somewhere in the course of time, there's a phrase that goes innocent until proven guilty. You can't prove it.
I've got a witness that was in the room with you. No, what are you talking about? Just because you didn't say it on the radio.
Liars and cheaters are not credible witnesses.
Just because you didn't say it on the radio doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yes, it does.
No.
I love how there's a lot of things
you don't do on air that happens.
I love how we're going on with this cheating thing.
Absolutely,
we know
we are.
Very well, I'm not a cheater.
Oh, yes, we know you are.
Very well.
Well, you're a liar.
That is not true.
What do you mean that's not true? Both of you said you were going to do
this. In this show, and it's got to be you, Joel, so don't even go there.
That's not even close to true. But, of course, the two-on-one, the double team that I get every day.
Here comes with the baby two-on-one crap again. Oh, my God.
Okay. Clarence wants to get in here on Monday Night Football. Clarence, what's up, brother?
What up?
What's up, Clarence? What's up, man?
Man, I was watching that game. And it reminded me of the Steeler Ravens rivalry that was going in the mid-2000s with all the hard hitting. Let's just say, Juju, that was the cleanest, hardest hit you've seen from a wide receiver for a while. And then I seen a penalty flag, and I immediately thought of, remember the Titans, when sunshine up into the DN, and the coach was like, throw a penalty. And he's like, what, on a quarterback? Are you serious?
That's a good call, Clarence. That's
and funny. What I'm saying, that was a clean hit, and I really believe he should appeal that suspension, which he's gonna.
He's already and appealing. He tweeted out he's appealing.
They're gonna look at him like, you know what, that's a clean block. And you know, one more thing, you guys were talking about Antonio Brown in the locker room and everything he was saying. I'm pretty sure everyone on the offense going to go ahead, pull their money in and say, okay, we'll pay this fine. Because anybody who's played either high school, college, or even NFL football at one point in their life, they know that if you play a team once every year or at least twice and there's bad blood between them, you know as soon as he laid that block out, you had guys on the sideline just, yes, even practice squad guys, even a kicker was like, ugh. Oh, God, I wanted to do that so badly.
Yeah. The kicker went to Rice. He's smarter than that. But Antonio Brown already said he's paying the fine. He said whatever Juju Smith-Schuster gets fined, he's paying it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, at the end of the
That is ESPN awesome. Because I'm not going to lie. He deserved every bit of that hit and then some.
I'm going to say, it's hard to feel sorry for him.
Dude's been giving it out for quite a while to a lot of people.
He's been giving it out. And so, I was always told, if you can give it, you better take it.
Yep.
And he took it just as equally.
No All question
right, guys,
about
keep
it.
Up the good work.
Appreciate it, Clarence.
Yeah, man. That dude, I don't know if that's the reality check that he needed. Something's just got to get in that guy's head that, look, like I said, he's a hell of a football player. He just takes it too far.
It's that Ndamukong Suh thing, right? It's like you at some point, there's playing the game, there's playing it tough, there's being mean, but then there's just being a cheap shot artist and a D-bag.
And bring up a great example.
You don't want to cross that line, but he's one of those guys. You never want to be lumped in with Ndamukong Suh unless you're only talking about on-the-field production. But when it's talking about how dirty and cheap and what an a-hole you are, that's bad company to keep.
So you think Suh got it? You think Suh finally had an eye-opener where he said because
no, I think he's
it just kept happening repetitively for so long, but now we haven't heard from him in a while.
I don't think he got it. I think
he got paid.
Yeah, but did he, from a standpoint of maybe getting caught or, I think if you're that kind of person, you're always going to be that kind of person. It's just a matter of control at that point. Because I think that was part of Sue's problem is he just didn't control it. He couldn't control it. He was reactionary in the wrong way.
I'm just saying, at some point you got to be embarrassed. Like your name's out there on video and on every newscast and national news. Going,
would you?
He did it again. And he's known more. And another guy that's hyper talented, but was getting known as being a dirty ass player instead of being a good football player.
I don't know if guys like that really get embarrassed of having that reputation. I think they probably wear it as a badge of honor. To be honest with you.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think that would bother them one bit. It's different if you're I'll give you an example of someone that might do it by accident but not mean it. Odell Beckham Jr., very reactionary. Mm-hmm. Seems like a decent guy overall, bit on the drama queen side and all that. But I could see him doing something out of pure emotion. And then if he was labeled a cheap shot artist, maybe him being embarrassed by that because that's not what he really is. But guys like Perfect and Ndamukong Suh, I don't think that they're – I think they want to be nasty. They want to be known as being nasty. And so they would wear that as a badge of honor.
I've had a couple of interactions with Ndamukong Suh when he was at Nebraska. And I thought, what a polished kid. I mean, this kid's going to be great. But it's like night and day once he got to the NFL that he just – if that's the case – I don't know. I didn't see it coming, but, man, I guess you could be right. All right, Scott wants to get in here real quick on football. Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, yeah, so we're kind of on the topic here of, you know, some fights going on in the NFL, some dirty plays. I'm a big Texas Tech guy. I actually got to know Michael Crabtree a little bit out there. I wanted to know y'all's take on this chain-snatching stuff. So, obviously, first one looked like Tlaib got the best of him, but on that second one, I mean, it looked like Crabtree really drove him and kind of put him down, put him in his place. I mean, I know Crab, and I mean, I think in a fight, I might be putting my money on Michael Crab, and I think he's getting a bad rap. I kind of wanted to know y'all's opinion on that whole situation.
I tell you, it looked like – I appreciate the call, Scott. It looked like he was ready to go, helmet or no helmet.
Yeah.
He wasn't backing down. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going
to – Well, the past precedent set the table for both of those guys to come out fired up.
I mean, this isn't – they're not – boxers or martial artists, right. So I'm not going to pick a winner in the fight. But, I mean, he certainly didn't look like he was intimidated. I'll say that.
I'll pick it. They're both losers because they both hurt their team. Because both of them decided to take their personal battle
right.
And put it on the field when you take your best receiver and your best defensive back and you lose both of them. And that's something that if you really wanted to do it that badly, settle it in the parking lot or do it some other place. You know the bad blood between Dez and was it Josh Norman?
Right.
But you know what? They've made money off of it with commercials. Where
I was just
going to
say, I appreciate
stuff.
The drama because neither one of those guys are on my team.
You sound like a dad, though.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You're kind of like a coach. More not like a dad, but like a coach.
Yeah, that's because and both coaches really both the coaches should have got a grip on both guys, too, especially since during the week.
They didn't have at least a conversation with them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they could have very well been disciplined, and we don't know about it.
I could see, pulling Crabtree aside and saying, listen, man, you can't do that. You know, if you're going to go out there without a helmet, you got to keep both hands up. You got to protect yourself. You lead with that left. You stick that jab out there a little bit. You got to coach him up on how to fight.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing is Crabtree was just stupid. At least Tlaib kept his helmet on the whole time, so he wasn't going to get damaged to the grill. Well, but Crab's throwing haymakers and leaving himself exposed with his dome piece uncovered.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Instead of reprimanding him, you got to coach him up on how to fight without a helmet. When you're fighting someone with a helmet, you got to go in for that takedown. You get that double leg. Take him down, move the side control. Then you can peel the helmet off. Then you can peel that helmet off and do some damage.
Okay.
Or just be dumb like Brian Cushing and take your helmet off and then headbut
the person who has the helmet. And then have your nose bleeding all over the place. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right. We've got the 1 hour in the rearview mirror already. It's a fast 60 minutes, but we've already gotten through one full hour of the show. Still 2 hours to go. So don't go anywhere and feel free to join in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Nick, Barry, Joel, back in a few minutes right here on Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.